We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the dialogues of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. The Imam who, of course, is from the household of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So we find that one of the very amazing and miraculous things about the divinely appointed Imams is that they all spoke the languages of the world. And of course, this was something that was really amazing at that time, because many of the languages that they spoke were languages from far away. And so because these were languages from far away, very few people other than the native speakers of those languages would be able to speak those languages. You know, this is an era over 1,000 years ago. And so in that context, you realize that, you know, interaction between peoples of different languages and different geographical areas, which was much more difficult at that time. And so being able to know languages from places far away was even more difficult. And that's what made it so miraculous for these Imams to be speaking these languages. And that too, with complete fluency, like they were the natives of that area. So one of the languages that Imam as-Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have been perfect in, as if he was a native speaker, is Farsi, Persian. And so one of his companions, Abu Basir, he narrates that one day I was with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when a man from Khorasan was talking with him in a language that I could not understand. Later on, I found out the language in which Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam spoke with that man was Farsi. It was Persian. And then he says that at another time, a number of people came from the city of Khorasan, and the Imam alayhi salam addressed them saying in Arabic, "If one collects money protecting it, Allah the Exalted will punish them to the same extent." So the people from Khorasan, they said that we do not understand what you are saying. And in Farsi, they told Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, "We do not understand Arabic." And so then Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the public setting, he repeated the same phrase in Farsi to these people that had come from Khorasan. And so Abu Basir says that we saw all of this and we were amazed that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam was able to speak in Farsi and Persian so very fluently. And so again, this is just one of those signs that the Almighty Allah has blessed the divinely appointed Imams with, that they are able to speak all the languages of the world. This is Dialogue, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurayshi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Please stay with me. Prayer is one of the most important obligations in Islam, and Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam praised this kind of worship in many of his speeches as follows. Nothing other than knowledge makes a servant closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than praying. Prayer is the most important thing in Almighty Allah's view on the resurrection day. What is better for a servant than having a good ablution? Prayer saves all the devout. Abu Basir narrated the following, "I visited Umm Hamida to express my sympathy. She wept and I wept for her weeping. Then she said, Abu Muhammad, if you were looking at Abu Abdullah Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam when he was close to death, you would become astonished. He opened his eyes and said, gather all of her relatives. Then she added that they called all their relatives and left no one. Imam As-Sadiq then looked at them and said, our intercession will not be for those who belittle prayer."
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.